Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, August 7th. Jaguars training camp practice number 12 in the books. We're going to talk about it here today. Ryan Nielsen spoke with the media before practice. It was full pads today. I wouldn't say it was full contact, although you did see some physicality out there. The Jaguars are getting ready for their matchup, first preseason matchup of the season, this Saturday. They're hosting the world champion, back-to-back world champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, preseason is not the regular season, so it's not the same intensity that you would have for a matchup against the Chiefs in the regular season or the playoffs. But still going to be a fun time to, you know, get back to real football, have some of these players competing for jobs, go out there and try to earn a spot, and then obviously, according to Doug Peterson, some of the starters are going to play as well. So going to be very fun to get into that. But today we're looking at practice number 12 of training camp, recapping the practice. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube, get discounts at genjag.com and some other cool perks as well. Check it out. Really appreciate y'all. So Ryan Nielsen, as I mentioned, spoke with the media before practice. Was asked about the depth chart, said the depth chart is etched in sand, as to say that thing could wash away at any moment. The depth chart really, according to him, not super significant in terms of what you're looking at long term with this roster, with what the depth chart will look like week one. And of course, the depth chart dropped last night around 6 p.m. I'm going to do a different video to address that because I have some thoughts. Certainly on the depth chart, but we'll get into that in a different video today. I'll drop it not too long, but I wanted to talk about this practice separately from the depth chart thing. Talked about Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson, the two rookie defensive tackles from LSU. Says he wants to play them as much as possible throughout the preseason. So that'll be good to see, certainly. Get more live action reps of those guys. We can go back and look at them. He said, if you're dressed for a game, you're preparing like a starter. And I think that you like to hear that. And you like to hear, he also said, we prepare for every day, you know, every practice, like it's game day. And so I think that you're just seeing a different intensity level of attention to detail on the defensive side of the ball than you've seen in years past, no doubt about it. He was asked about the Buster Brown physical tackle of Gabe Davis the other day, the one where Christian Kirk came in and kind of fight broke out. He said, we got to protect each other. So I think that he probably didn't like that hit very much. I think it was unnecessary in practice. Again, I mentioned this. Was it a penalty in a game? No. Was it a cheap shot in a game? No. Was it probably over the line in practice? Yes. He was asked about their depth at corner And he said they have very good depth. He's happy about what he's seeing with guys making the most of their opportunities. De'Andre Prince having a couple pass breakups the other day. Lots of guys making plays. And he said they have good depth across the entire defense. He's very happy about their depth here in Jacksonville. So that's something to keep an eye on for sure. As the season rolls on, you're going to have that depth tested at times. Was asked about Chad Muma. He said that he's a multi-position player and he can do a lot for you. He can rush the passer, he can play the run, he can cover. So they're excited about what Chad Muma can do for them. Asked about players who are kind of leaders on the field, coaches on the field that really help out everyone else. And he mentioned Foye Aluokun and Andre Sisco, Ronald Darby. Those are the top three guys he named there. Adrian Amos was at practice today wearing number 34, seeing the veteran out there who's been at a bunch of different stops and played a lot of football along the way. Pretty cool. Not practicing today, looking at the injury report. Anton Harrison still in the concussion protocol. They're hopeful to get him back soon. Andrew Wingard has the knee. Deshaun Dixon suffered a knee injury. We talked about that earlier in the week. Didn't want to speculate on what it was, but it ended up being a knee. So those guys not practicing. Guys that were doing individual work, not doing teamwork. Steven Jones with the calf, Cooper Hodges back, Ezra Cleveland leg, Keelan Robinson with the toe, Jordan Jefferson with the ankle. So Ryan Nielsen mentioned, right, like he would like to play Jordan Jefferson as much as possible. Is he going to be able to play on Saturday being limited right now? I'm not sure. We'll find out, certainly. And then full participant in practice but no contact, Ventrell Miller with the hand, which is still heavily wrapped with kind of a cast wrap looking thing. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what to call it, but it's wrapped up big time. Looking at the team portion of practice, you had some 11 on 11. You had some periods where there was eight defenders out on the field going up against the offense with no offensive line. There was 7-on-7.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It was a strong period for the offense, I thought. Strong day for the offense, I should say. I thought early on, the offense feasted with Trevor Lawrence in the game or in the practice. ETN started the day off with a big run. That's one thing I'll say about this defense versus this offense. Pretty much every single practice, the first few runs, the defense absolutely stuffs. Generally speaking, that's how it's gone. But today, ETN busted off a big run on his first run of the day, first run for the offense of the day in 11-on-11. You saw Trevor Lawrence getting completions all over the field. He didn't play a ton in team 11-on-11, but when he was out there, very sharp overall. I thought he was very sharp. Brian Thomas Jr. is playing well. He was able to haul in another touchdown, deep touchdown down the sideline from Trevor Lawrence, where Ronald Darby was in very tight coverage, almost disrupted the catch at the catch point. But Brian Thomas Jr. was able to focus after bobbling it just a little bit and haul it in and score a touchdown. That was an 11-on-11. Great play by Brian Thomas Jr. there. You're now starting to see him look more comfortable catching the ball down the field and making plays for this offense. So that's huge. And he also got open down the field a little bit later on. Antonio Johnson was able to get a hand in there and get a pass breakup in the end zone. But I think if Trevor Lawrence put a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit more on that ball, and Brian Thomas Jr. isn't reaching back to get it, it's out in front of him where he can extend his arms, that's probably a touchdown. So I think his speed is something you have to adjust to as a quarterback, especially when you haven't been throwing the football to guys with that type of speed and length. So I think they're still getting that chemistry going, but they're headed in the right direction. Gabe Davis has been playing so well this past couple weeks, past week and a half, since he's really gotten ramped up, and he continued to shine again today. Trevor Lawrence found him several times. He's catching everything. Parker Washington playing extremely well. Obviously, Christian Kirk is too. It's like, it's easy to gloss over the fact that Christian Kirk is playing so well because he's always playing well. It's just kind of clockwork at this point. You come to expect it from Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, for that matter. Engram had a nice grab down the field as well. But all these guys are playing good football for the Jaguars offense last week and a half. You know, after the first three or four practices, it's been very even, if not in favor of the offense a little bit more lately. Britton Strange had a good day catching passes. I was talking to somebody on the sideline saying, haven't seen a whole lot from Britton Strange so far in camp, but I think he may have heard me, or maybe the Jags coaching staff heard me. No, I'm sure they didn't. But coincidentally, he had definitely his biggest day of camp, made a bunch of grabs down the field, both in like the 7-on-7 situations, 4-on-4, 11-on-11. They were throwing the football to Britton Strange a lot. He was getting open and hauling in the ball. And Josiah DeGuar, another tight end, he had a touchdown on the day and also had a fantastic diving grab. I'll tell you what. This guy, if he's not on the Jaguars roster during the 2024 season, he should be on someone's roster. He is a good receiving tight end. He absolutely is. D'Ernest Johnson making some grabs out of the backfield. He continues to play well for the Jaguars. I don't think his spot's really in jeopardy, but I'll tell you what, Jalen Jackson is pushing to make this roster. I don't think he's going to be able to, just with the situation the Jaguars have at running back. But number 36, Jalen Jackson, still playing very well, scored a couple of touchdowns on the day, and he just continues to show out every time he's on the field, making the most of his opportunities. You love to see it. Defensively, again, I think the offense won today. I do. But defensively, DJ Coleman, he is regularly in the backfield. He's someone who definitely deserves a shout out. Josh Allen had another big day, had a nice run stuff early on, and a guy that's just playing at a very high level. Antonio Johnson, as I mentioned, had that pass breakup where it was a great play by Johnson to be able to get his hand in there. And he has length, and he has the ability to cover a lot of ground. So you just see some more physical talent than you have at certain positions for the Jaguars this year than you have in years past. But again, I think if Trevor was able to put that ball just a little bit out in front of Brian Thomas Jr., maybe it's a touchdown. But Antonio Johnson made a great play on the ball, pass breakup. He's somebody we're going to talk about in that depth chart show as well. But that's going to do it for the training camp practice number 12 recap here for the Jaguars. It was an abbreviated practice, so there wasn't as much to talk about. Ended at 10:50. There was only 8 periods, I think. Usually they've been going 11 periods the last several days. So shorter practice. Again, Chiefs coming into town Saturday night. We have one more practice tomorrow. No media availability on Friday, then the game on Saturday. So first preseason game's coming in hot. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.